Robbie loved to be outside and watch the birds. The youngest member of a nice family, Robbie had two older siblings, Lister and Lane. Lister loved science and was fascinated by how the human body works. She had become a successful surgeon, a job that earned a lot of money. She lived in a great big house, had everything she wanted, and was very happy. The other sibling, Lane, had grown up to be a successful actor. He was in shows on Broadway that thousands of people traveled from all over to see. When on stage, he was a powerful performer, and the audience laughed and cried and were moved by Lane's amazing talents. Lane had become famous, loved the spotlight, and was very happy. Robbie's parents said it was time for Robbie to lead the birds and discover the talents that would make a successful life for him. Maybe Robbie will be a world-class musician and have fame like Lane to make our family known forever, said one parent. No, I think Robbie will be a successful architect or engineer that builds the world's tallest buildings. This will let Robbie earn lots of money like Lister, said the other parent. This was a lot of pressure on our friend who had no idea how to start a successful life. Robbie visited Lister for advice. What do I do to have a successful life? Take all the biology classes and chemistry classes you can, so you can go to medical school and be a surgeon. It's the most amazing job in the world. Robbie signed up for chemistry, biology, and all the other science classes under the sun and was soon seriously overwhelmed with learning confusing laws and formulas and was falling asleep in the middle of his homework. Lister said this would be fun, but I just feel confused. Why can't I feel excited about this? One day, it was time to dissect frogs to learn about their insides. Lister had said this would be the most fun part. Robbie held the scalpel tightly in a shaky hand, the smell of chemicals burning in the nose. Robbie felt really unsure and lowered it towards the frog's belly, but fainted flat onto the floor. This surgeon path was just not the right one for Robbie. So Robbie went to visit the other sibling, Lane. How do I become successful like you, he said. Start with acting in the school play. It's the most exciting thing in the world. Just wow the crowd and you'll be on your way to fame. So Robbie signed up on the audition list for the school play. The theater director was so thrilled to have famous Lane's sibling in the school play that they gave Robbie the lead role without even having an audition. Robbie practiced day and night. It was really hard to memorize those lines, and it felt really weird to pretend to be someone else. Robbie didn't even like his character. They had absolutely nothing in common. As the show got closer, Robbie got really scared. Finally, showtime came, and Robbie stepped out onto the stage, knees wobbly with fear. Robbie started to say the first line, and just a weird croaking sound came out. No words. When Robbie looked at the audience and the other actors on stage, everyone was staring and waiting. Robbie panicked and on shaky legs stumbled out the back door behind the stage and ran into the woods behind the auditorium. Distantly behind, there were people's voices. Robbie didn't want to see anyone and ran to a tall tree that had branches just right for climbing. Robbie climbed up, 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 until very near the top, where there was a huge, large, magnificent nest. Robbie peeked inside, saw three perfect eggs, and was completely in awe over how precious they were. Oh, how lovingly and expertly the nest had been built to withstand all the weather so high up. Wow, how soft materials were lining the bottom to keep the eggs and baby birds cozy and safe. It was miraculous, and soon tears of frustration and embarrassment turned into tears of joy for witnessing something so perfect. All of this emotion was exhausting, so Robbie climbed onto the edge of the cozy nest and fell asleep. A really sound sleep continued until a giant shadow blocked out the sun. Robbie opened his eyes to see giant parent birds flying in, just about to land on the nest. Robbie was surprised and scared and tumbled off the nest and started to fall. Then, giant wings opened from Robbie's back and started to flap. Robbie stopped falling and started flying, up and above the nest, the tree, the auditorium, the school, higher and higher. Robbie rode the air current, soared, and had never felt so much joy. Eventually, Robbie landed on a tree beside a clear lake and in the reflection saw a perfect black beak and body covered in feathers that were black, but shone all of the colors of the rainbow when the sun hit them just right. And there were wings that had more power than you could imagine you could have. Robbie had never seen this magnificent creature before, but instantly recognized it as Robbie's own true self. In this moment, Robbie had found a successful life and was so very happy. Thank you.